you are kind of getting in line with some others who are calling for increased security in Inner Harbor, correct?
You may not like, Delegate McDonough's rhetoric, and I certainly don't. And, you know, you don't have to use the words black youth mobs. You don't have to say, you know, calling for the Inner Harbor as a no safe zone is ridiculous. But what isn't ridiculous is that as I go through my district, as I've started meeting people in the new part of my district, which is northern Baltimore County, there's real concern. And the concern is, why should I go downtown and put my life in my hands after dark? And, like I say, you may not like the rhetoric of Delegate McDonough, but what is apparent is that the part that the mayor and the governor should be taking seriously is employing the state police to come out and help the city police, which I know is the city police department, which I know is stretched thin, and provide extra security at least between now and the fall when the weather's nice and tourist season is in play. The county gives the city direct economic development dollars. And it's important that we make county citizens feel safe, and they don't feel safe right now. And I don't blame them.
Have you made any efforts to contact the governor's office or city hall and encourage them to do this?
If you offer constructive criticism, that you're deemed that you're the enemy, that you're against them, and that's not the case. So I mean, there are people out there that I want the city to flourish. I want my constituents to go down to Baltimore City. You know, people from Baltimore County aren't going to be, going down there much longer if they don't feel safe. And the best way to make them safe is to do what New York City does in its key tourist areas, which is have a lot of police presence, which, undoubtedly is going to deter crime and criminal activity.
The police have told me that these incidents have been isolated cases and often involve school students. And the suspects they've identified so far are within the school system from the city. Do you feel the police can't do their job? The city police simply aren't able to patrol the downtown?
I think they can do their job, and to be honest with you, I don't care where the kids come from, I don't care if they're from the city, I don't care if they're from the county, I don't care if they're white, I don't care if they're black. That's not the issue. The issue is if you take a look at some of the videos, and you can imagine being either a tourist down there or going down there with your significant other at night, it's pretty intimidating, it's pretty scary. And why would you do that if you can go into the county and have a nice meal, or walk around different areas and all the activities that Baltimore County has, and you wouldn't unless you feel safe. So I think the city police can do their job. Yeah, I think they do their job fine, and I think that the commissioner has done an outstanding job. But I think that resources are stretched thin. I think it's a serious problem. Taking a look if there is a supplemental state police force to help out in the tourist sections of Baltimore City, from Camden Yards to the east side, where we've got the Grand Prix coming, we've got the celebration of the War of 1812 coming, we have all these things coming. I mean, we want people to come back, and not just tourists, but I think that we need to have a renewed sense of confidence, that the citizens of Baltimore County need a renewed sense of confidence that they can go into Baltimore City, have a great time, and feel safe and want to come back. And I don't think we're there right now. I really don't.